The executive director of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kudjo, has kicked against the suggested 150% one-off increment in utility tariffs. The Public Utility Regulatory Commission earlier yesterday gave indications that electricity tariffs may go up by 150%. But speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Kudjo said while he agrees that consumers ought to pay realistic prices for utility, it is unacceptable that the prices should go up by more than 100% at a go. He suggests that the PURC rather graduate the increment. He also called for efforts to retrieve all monies owed by government and its agencies. Mr. Kudjo spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
The 150% raise that the PURC is proposing is as a result of a backlog of increases that should have taken effect long ago but couldn't take effect until now. And the reasons for which they couldn't take effect was because there was a political backstopper, which essentially was that, oh, let's not pass on the cost, let's wait. And I think these things are not very helpful. 150% increment is not easy. It's not a joke. And I suspect that this is not the way to go. I still think the PRC probably wants to graduate this process. Much as I'll say it's partly they are doing, they should graduate the process so that we pay it in arrears. By the way, they should also begin to collect all the monies that the governments owe. I mean governments, successive governments. Oh, I don't understand why the PRC cannot suggest that all governments, ministries, departments and agencies should start using prepaid meters. I think it is a wonderful idea. They should start buying prepaid electricity. I feel that we should all share in the responsibility.
In other words, you agree with the PURC that there's a need to pay realistic prices, only that you are not satisfied that they have to sort of compound all of them up to this time and then have to push 150% down the throat of consumers.
But that's the point. I agree with them in principle that we have to pay for realistic usage of power. For that, I agree. What I don't agree with is to lump it all together, because this is like postponing your funeral. You can't keep a corpse for that long in the morgue. You've got to somehow dispose it. I'm sorry. This time, they have to dispose the body in parts. So, head first, leg second. So they should do the same thing for this money. They can't just lump all of it on us. And next time, they should stand their ground and collect the money.
From realistic point of view, what percentage could be affordable for consumers if they have to graduate it in terms of percentage-wise? What should we be looking at?
The fact of the matter is that these are very perilous and difficult times for everyone, including government. So the last thing the PRC wants to do is to shift its own omission and onto us. I think we should graduate this.
You heard the executive director of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kudjo, talking to Bubu Klinogo.
Radio Ghana sought the views of a cross-section of the public.
I think the government should do something about it, like, because nowadays the economy is quite hard. So he's do something about it for us, because we can't just increase water and electricity bills and it's just an impromptu. We just came in impromptu. So he should do something about it, because the economy is very hard. The economy is very hard.
Well, I don't think anybody's really going to be happy about it, but then there's nothing we can do about it. All we have to do is maybe we'll just voice out a bit and see if the government can really do something on our behalf for it.
Maybe if it will help the nation's cause.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all, of course. Maybe to help us build our nation.
Why not? I like the idea, because maybe to help the government. So I like encourage us to work hard, you know. Those who can afford, but those who can afford to work hard. I don't think it's the best, because looking at the situation right now, and looking at the country is being run, looking at our economy, increasing water bill and electricity bill to 150%, I don't think it's the best. I think the government should look into it again. Yeah, that's what I can.
Well, in the current situation that we find ourselves in this country, nobody is going to say it is good. Okay, because economically we have a serious crisis that every individual is feeling. Even children are feeling it. So increasing utility bills is just going to say that Ghanaians get ready and then let's go to the slaughterhouse. I'm speaking as somebody who pays bills, and it's not easy.
Those were views of cross-section of the public on the increment of utility tariffs.